were briefed on, I believe, yesterday, and creating new opportunities for science, for student access, and for student success by introducing them early to our science opportunities and mentoring them through high school and into college. Just last week, I was in Chicago for the celebration of the opening of the Center for Urban Agricultural Education, and that is at the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences, and that relationship builds, that new center builds on our 27-year-old relationship with their very talented underrepresented students. But to be honest, our biggest challenge is keeping those students in the ACES pipeline or in the Illinois pipeline, as our neighbors and some of our peer institutions offer some very attractive financial deals. So that leads us to the next topic, which is scholarships. As you know, that's become increasingly important to our students, and while we in ACES provide about $2 million annually in scholarship awards, we need to do more, and we will do more. We have an excellent development team. We surpassed our Brilliant Futures target of $170 million, and when viewed relative to the size of our college, whether that is on a student basis, a faculty basis, an alum basis, what we do in development and the results in development are very, very extraordinary. One more mission, of course, is, I should say that our core mission capabilities is defined mostly by our faculty. And ACES has maintained faculty excellence while managing a steady decline over the past decade from around 230 to now fewer than 200. We reorganized 17 years ago, and we now use 17 academic departments. That's about half the number of administrative units that we had before then. And we are also home to some very significant specialized units like the Division of Nutritional Sciences. While ACES was historically less diverse in some respects than other colleges, we have closed the gap. In faculty ranks, we've caught up to the campus average for underrepresented faculty. In our professional ranks, we mirror the campus for underrepresented academic professionals and exceed the campus mean in our proportion of women. However, there's still plenty of work to be done, and that's probably the best take-home message. We still have a lot to do there. We are interdisciplinary by nature. Our faculty are seeking answers to the world's most critical challenges by reaching out across our college, our university, and throughout the world to collaborate on groundbreaking research projects that directly impact our lives. Our advancement of science and scholarship is being done with less support from traditional sources. While external funding continues to grow, and in fact, in the last couple years, it's been higher than ever, that support has been away from state and away from traditional USDA support towards support from industry and a broader array of federal granting agencies with significant involvement in multidisciplinary centers and initiatives. For example, ACES is a major reason that the University of Illinois landed $70 million for the Institute for Genomic Biology, tens of millions of dollars from BP for the Energy Biosciences Institute, the $10 million project for the ADM, Institute for Prevention of Post-Harvest Loss, and the recent multi-million dollar grant from Abbott. Extending knowledge is an essential service provided by ACES to the state of Illinois and to the world, for that matter, through the University of Illinois Extension. As you may recall from our report to this group last year, we have retooled. We are a leaner enterprise, and over the past decade, Extension has made a strong commitment to urban programs, especially in the Chicago area, to effectively reach new and changing audiences. During the recent reorganization process, we made sure that Extension will reach urban and rural audiences so the university's research base can put knowledge to work where it's needed, both in large and small communities.